WTAW News time is 6:07. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A surprise trip to a boyfriend's baseball game in Bryan went sour Sunday when a Tomball woman saw a believed romantic rival and rammed the woman's car multiple times with her own. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says 27-year-old Jennifer Strzelecki remains jailed after witnesses say she chased the woman away from the ballpark and rammed her car several times as she tried to escape, even causing both cars to spin out of control.
Strzelecki went to go see her boyfriend who she'd been having trouble with, and she was had been accusing him of being with someone else. Well, she found this other female at the park, and as the female tried to leave, Strzelecki basically chased her down the street and caused the accident while she had two small children in the car.
The two children with her, a 2- and 9-year-old, were not harmed and were taken by the boyfriend and given to family members. Both women refused treatment by Bryan medics. Strzelecki is charged with aggravated assault and 2 counts of child endangerment. A College Station man is dead and another is hospitalized following a crash Friday night on Highway 21 west of Bryan. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the 19-year-olds were in a pickup struck by a semi as they turned from FM 50 to 21 east of the Brazos River.
What I'm reading here, the vehicle was going to make a left onto 21 to travel east, and it entered into the eastbound path of the truck track.
The driver of the pickup, Jacob Weiss, was killed. His passenger, Dustin Sherhart, was transported to St. Joseph's with head injuries and a collapsed lung. Both were wearing seatbelts. The driver of the semi, Justin Hughes of Magnolia, was not injured. No one was injured Sunday night when a College Station man was robbed at gunpoint. Patricia Logan with College Station Police says 2 men robbed the victim near a parking lot between Parkway Circle Apartments and Crossing Place Apartments.
The suspects took the victim's cell phone and possessions and fled the scene on foot. We are asking anyone, if you know any information regarding this incident, to please contact the College Station Police Department.
Suspect descriptions are at WTAW.com. Meanwhile, Logan says 19-year-old Dalton Bucks of College Station was arrested Sunday night after he was caught rummaging through the back of a man's pickup on Crescent Point. The victim says there were actually 2 men involved, but he was only able to catch Box, and the second man remains at large. More parking changes are coming to Northgate. The College Station City Council Thursday night approved 2-hour parking on the west side of Church Street in front of the new Rise apartment complex. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says they'll start without using parking meters.
The reason we picked the 2 hours is to create some turnover so they don't camp out. And also to respond to, though we know the first tenant in the building is CVS, and clearly, for the most part, they're probably not going to need 2 hours in there. There are other tenant spaces in there, and what our concern is, if something becomes, you know, a hair salon or a restaurant in there, that if we set it too low, there wouldn't be that kind of parking available for them.
Cal also says before the end of next month, the council will be asked to ban parking across the street from the Rise.
There actually is not supposed to be parking on the other side, but they're doing it, and we don't have any ability to enforce it right now.
And the city's monitoring the amount of bicycle parking, which Cal says is in short supply. A&M has generated a record amount of fundraising, $300 million more than in any previous 12-month period. Officials announced gifts of more than $740 million. This includes gifts to the university, private grants to the research division, and contributions to the A&M Foundation, the Association of Former Students, the Bush Library Foundation, and the 12th Man Foundation. More details are on our website at WTAW.com. By 5 o'clock tonight, a major highway project will be open to traffic. TxDOT says it's the Highway 47 overpass at Health Science Center Parkway. The nearly $10 million project took just more than a year and a half to complete. Contractors still have another month of minor work, but they'll not be in the main lanes of traffic. Texas's top healthcare officials not so sure the state will be ready for the rollout of the latest aspect of Obamacare. Health and Human Services Commissioner Kyle Janik says They have a very small window of opportunity to test the new healthcare exchanges.
The most recent information I have is that we will be able to connect to the exchange and start testing, but not until September 20th or 21st.
The data system supporting the federal healthcare exchanges has been tested and certifies as secure. People over the age of 50 are seeking concealed handgun licenses at a higher rate than any other age group in Texas. An analysis of state records by the Fort Worth Star-Telegram found that 57-year-olds last year sought the most concealed handgun licenses in Texas. In recent years, Texans aged 63, 52, 61, and 60 have also led the way in gun permits. The oldest Texans are also looking to arm themselves. Texas Department of Public Safety data shows that at least 16 people in their 90s applied for licenses last year. Texas has more than 580,000 concealed carry permit holders statewide. And minority rights groups that sued over voting maps passed by the Texas legislature in 2011 and they want the state to pay for a roughly $6 million legal tab. The Republican draw maps were thrown out by a San Antonio federal court and never used. Groups that include the Mexican American Legislative Caucus consider that a victory and want reimbursement for the money spent fighting in court. San Antonio Express News reports that Attorney General Greg Abbott sees it differently. His office argues in court filings that the request should be denied because a final ruling was never issued in the case. A three-judge panel instead drew interim political boundaries for the 2012 elections. Governor Rick Perry made those maps permanent this summer. WTAW News Time is 6:13. It's 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Men, did you know that low levels of testosterone can cause heart disease, diabetes, low sex drive? To avoid these dangerous conditions, schedule a free testosterone consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the experts. Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today and ask about the checkup program. That's a twice-a-year checkup to keep your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278.
Tropical moisture will continue to feed into the state off to our west and to our southwest. Today we're going to be partly sunny. Highs will be up around 95. I think the thunderstorms are going to end up being over the interior part of the state to our west. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. Partly sunny up around 95 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Mixture of clouds and sun Thursday, that's when we have a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Johnny Football reels in four weekly awards. The A&M defense for volleyball was rewarded with an SEC mark. And we've got Major League Baseball for you and Monday Night Football from last night as well. All coming up with sports. We'll do that for you about 6:50.
Man, they got some serious rain down in Mexico. Of course, that's a long way from here, but maybe that stuff will work its way up here.
Chances are.
Yeah, I know. We just get a little break. Be nice if that happens. So, a convenience store clerk in Australia had planned to hand the cash over during the robbery, but he decided that he would, because the robber said that he was armed, he decided that first he would like to see his gub. The clerk said, "Show me the weapon." I guess he saw that movie, you know.
Show me the money?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, my gosh.
The robber showed him an object covered with a cloth. Apparently, that was close enough, and he went ahead and gave him the money. But, you know, if the guy working behind the counter actually wanted to see a gun, you know.
I've seen a gun five times in my life. Yeah. Three of them have been in Waffle House.
That's right. I'm just saying.
Show a dangerous feel to them. You know, even the Waffle House sign looks like a ransom note.
Yes, it does.
You find any excuse for this, don't you?
Yeah, it's Jim Gaffigan.
Waffle House.
Yeah. Yeah. Next to Stephen Wright, he may be the funniest comedian out there.
I love Stephen Wright.
Morning. A good tip on little bit of clean humor never hurts anybody.
Absolutely.
We got a lot of info.
Mission.
The perfect situation. We're going to have a good time.
And besides, we can all relate. I don't know how we got into the SEC without a Waffle House.
It is disappointing we don't have one yet.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
Spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good.
You're an entrepreneur.
No. Not food service. Not food service.
SOS Ministries invites you to their 12th annual banquet, He Wants Them All, October 1st from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
God, if just one comes out, one just like me comes out, I dedicate my life this day. And he whispered back in my ear, and he said, JJ, I don't just want one, I want them all.
SOS Ministries, celebrating 20 years, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media. Go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. If you need a reason to celebrate today, it's halfway to St. Patrick's Day.
Faith in Begora! That's a fine day, then.
I had no idea.
Oh, you don't obviously look at the clocks in the bars.
No, I know. That's true. It's Apple Dumpling Day.
Hey.
And it's Responsible Dog Owner Day. And, you know, most days should be.
None of which is fun as St. Patty's Day.
No, that's fine. That's it. All right, for birthdays.
Alex Ovechkin, considered probably one of the best hockey players ever, if he didn't choke in the playoffs anyway. Ovechkin's 28. Jimmy Johnson, race car driver, they call him old five-time, is 38. Uh-huh. And just for you this morning, Scott, because I know you're such a huge fan.
Yeah.
I could go like this.
That's Dougie Fresh, but he's actually doing that with his mouth. That's not...
Well, there you are, then.
You know, RG3 is a good beatboxer. I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. Well, you go to a party with him and he was doing that, or what?
No, it's just a well-known fact. He's a good beatboxer.
Okay.
I thought you'd appreciate that,
yes,
Scott.
Yes, I like that.
I like beatboxing.
Paula Jones. Remember her?
Oh, yes. A matter of fact. Yes.
47 years old. Bryan Singer is 45. Director for some big movies.
Yes,
X-Men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Superman Returns, Usual Suspects.
He makes a lot of money.
Yeah. Kyle Chandler, 48 years old. He was a coach in Friday Night Lights.
And he was amazingly young when he did Usual Suspects. I mean, it's
well, yeah, he's only 45.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He was probably 36, 37 when he did that.
Okay. I love that because I'm not quite 45 yet. I can say only 45.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Cash is 53. Any idea?
Oh, yeah.
He was the former voice of Elmo
until
he got in trouble.
He did.
Rita Rudner is 60. Very funny lady. Elvira, mistress of the evening, is 62. And the zen-like former Los Angeles Lakers coach Phil Jackson is 68 years old.
Uh-huh. David Souter, he used to be one of the Supremes. And I don't know. I guess it was Fee Waybill, that guy's real name from the Tubes. I mean, that's just...
I've never heard otherwise. Yeah, that's all I've known.
And that's kind of interesting. And Charles Martinet is 58 today. You're going, huh? He's the guy who does all the voices on Super Mario.
Wow.
Mario.
Yeah.
It's me, Mario.
Yeah. And also, Toadsworth and a bunch of other characters. I don't know who Toadsworth is.
That's the little toad.
Oh.
Oh, well, I didn't know his full name was Toadsworth.
Well,
we just always called him Toad. That's the mushroom-headed guy.
Oh, well, now that you say that.
The truth. And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, according to the latest CBO data, 1979-2009, we all saw a larger percentage increase in government transfers than market income. For example, the lowest earning quintile of households increased their market income by 13%, but their gross income rose by 60% due to a 135% increase in government transfers. The highest quintile increased the market income by 63%, but their gross income rose by 64%, 173% increase in the government transfer. Now, CBO data shows that in 2009, roughly half U.S. households received more in government transfers than they paid in federal taxes. In other words, we're becoming increasingly dependent on government, and that is unsustainable.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Blinds.com never leaves you out in the cold. They encourage you to talk with the experts. Here's what I mean. If you need expert advice about designer-named blinds and shades and shutters and drapes, Well, you can call or email anytime, and guess what? That's free. If you want to chat live with a decorator, again, that's free. You need to show a design expert the actual window that you're going to be covering using your smartphone or your iPad or your tablet. Well, that's free, too. And as always, you get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Remember, blinds.com, that's blinds.com.
Gear up for fall and save big at John Deere. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new compact and select 5D and 5E open station tractors. Plus, get $750 off new 3E tractors when you buy two implements. Gear up and save today. Offer ends October 31st, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit Lawson Implement in Hamilton or Goldthwaite today. Find us online at lawson-implement.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018. 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
A weak outlook for stores. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Retailers worried about the holiday shopping season cannot take any comfort from an early forecast from ShopperTrack. The company predicts stores are headed for the smallest sales increases since 2009. It is expected sales for November and December will be up about 2.5% over last year. Don't wait to book if you plan to fly somewhere for Thanksgiving. The chief executive of CheapAir.com says now is the time to get your tickets for holiday travel. If you wait, he says, it probably won't work out for you. Travelers is launching a new consumer risk index. Its first survey finds a majority of us believe the world is becoming riskier. The biggest concerns among respondents, financial security, loss of privacy, identity theft, personal safety, and dangerous weather. Took the better part of a full day, but engineers working off the coast of Italy have pulled the wrecked Costa Concordia cruise ship fully upright. Stock market futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM's Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
It's not enough to just build it for real.
Yeah, I mean, before we start, we design it, test it, and redesign it virtually.
Yeah, it's just not a go until everything is absolutely ready.
Whether it's launching a rocket into space or new products to market, Siemens Industry Software is behind it from the ground up. Somewhere in America, an innovative company is defying the impossible. Siemens Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Do you want a tax-free retirement? It's not too late. I'm Debbie Davis, and I'm hosting a financial planning workshop for anyone interested in retiring with great income. Tuesday, September 17th at my office from 7 to 8 p.m. Learn about how having the right plan is instrumental in making this happen for you. It's free, but there is limited seating. Please call me today at 979-220-3018 to reserve your space today. There's no obligation, just information. Call 979-220-3018.
Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, Topeka, Kansas.
Fiestas Patrias Mexicanas, Southern Link, and KAGS would like to invite you to join us on Sunday, September 22nd at noon. We will welcome the Fighting Texas Aggie Band, General Ramirez, and Reveille. After the parade, join us at the Street Festival, where you will enjoy live music with Mariachi Gala, Grupo Pegaso, typical Mexican food, crafts, and children's activities. Please invite family and friends to come eat, drink, dance, and mostly support education for the youth of this community. Sponsored in part by Southern Link and KAGS.
Visit Royalty Pecan Farms Monday through Saturday for wine tasting, shopping, tours, and more. Every Saturday at 12:30, take a wagon ride tour through the orchard. While you're there, don't forget to ask about their wine and pecan pairing, where you can enjoy some locally made wines with their signature roasted and flavored pecans. And save the date for this year's Royalty Pecan Harvest Festival, November 2nd. For details, go to royaltypecans.com and visit them on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Good morning. morning, it's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 88% relative humidity right now, and we've got 76 degrees. Look for a high today about 95, 74 tonight. And chances of rain that will increase to 40% on Friday. Kind of got a chance of it, you know, that afternoon heating thing. Not quite so hot as we move on to the week, too, because we'll have some clouds out there about 92 or 93. So a little break from the temps. Again, right now, 76 out there.
One of the best ways to not be a victim of crime is to not look like a victim. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
This is Ted Cruz. There's bipartisan agreement that Obamacare isn't working. Democratic Senator Max Baucus, the lead author of Obamacare, said it's a huge train wreck. And Teamsters President James Hoffa said Obamacare will destroy the foundation of the 40-hour work week that is the backbone of the American middle class. And the president is quietly granting Obamacare waivers to big corporations. It's time for Congress to grant American families the same waiver President Obama has given giant corporations. The Constitution gives Congress the power of the purse, and we need Congress to stand up and defund Obamacare now.
Please call 1-800-675-0106 to sign the official voice petition to defund Obamacare. Again, call 1-800-675-0106 to make your voice heard. Help us stop Obamacare before it's too late. Call 1-800-675-0106. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Interesting thing about people who get mugged or attacked.
All the victims I ever spoke to always told me they had a bad feeling that something was about to happen. But instead of acting on it, they continued on and they got themselves in a situation that became horrible for them.
Former police officer Salvatore Rastrelli, author of the book Maximum Retribution, says criminals always look for the easy target. So the best advice is to not look like an easy target.
If you can avoid walking alone, have someone with you. Have pepper spray where you can readily get to it. Have a good charged cell phone, but don't wander around talking on the phone. And then have, and they're not very big, is these personal alarms that ring very, very loudly.
Learning to use pepper spray and carrying it in your hand is a great way to protect yourself.
All you really want to do is disable the attacker so you can get away. It's not a matter of subduing them and holding them to the ground until the cops get there. You want to get away. And that's where pepper spray really equalizes the ground level real quick.
Criminals come in all shapes, sizes, ages, and genders.
You really have to keep an eye out for the person that's paying too much attention to you. And when you see someone that's paying that kind of attention to you, it's always good to look them straight in the eye and acknowledge that you see them. And not be shy about it, but not be challenging about it. You know, appear confident and just keep walking. And that may give them the signal, well, I'm not going to bother with that person.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
As much as things change, they stay the same. Over the years, the banking industry and Texas have evolved, becoming more efficient, making life easier. And at Spirit of Texas Bank, we have all the latest tools for your banking needs. But we haven't forgotten the most important part, you. And that's why we say we're Texans helping Texans. Come see us today and let us give you the friendly experience that hasn't changed since the beginning.
Spirit of Texas Bank.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. New apartment towers and the newly rebuilt Church Street in Northgate has led to new parking restrictions. A two-hour limit on the west side of Church in front of the Rise was approved Thursday night by the College Station City Council. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell responded to Councilman James Benham's desire to treat all Northgate businesses the same.
We actually treat parking differently all over. For
yes.
example, this will be a two-hour limit consistently, whereas in other parts of Northgate we have, for example, free parking over like a four-hour period.
Correct.
So we're trying to manage all of it, but yes.
It'd be nice to balance it out a little bit.
In a related item, Cal says there's a shortage of bicycle parking by the Rise and the Stack.
Adequate may be a stretch. If you go to the Stack project behind it, there are dozens and dozens of bike racks back there, and they're all full.
Cal says they'll ask the council for a parking ban on Church Street across from the Rise before the end of the month. Athletics, demographics, and the energy boom are cited among the reasons why A&M fundraising has never been bigger. $740 million was received during the fiscal year ending August 31st by the university and sister foundations and organizations. That beats the previous 12-month total by more than $300 million. The breakdown includes $205 million in estate gifts, the largest one-year total ever, and $31 million for a new engineering complex. Online at WTAW.com are more details. The nearly $10 million overpass at Highway 47 at Health Science Center Parkway will open this afternoon by 5 o'clock. TxDOT says once striping is completed, the barriers will be removed. Minor work will continue for another month before contractors are totally done. What first appeared to be a car accident Sunday in Bryan turned out to be an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon when a woman with two children in her car attacked another female driver. Officer Kelly McKeithen with Bryan Police says 27-year-old Jennifer Strelski of Tomball was having trouble with her boyfriend and believed that the other woman was a romantic rival.
She hit her from behind, and then she would, according to the witnesses, she drove up to beside her and made contact on the sides of her vehicle as well. And eventually, at one point, she pushed her off the road, and she lost control of her vehicle.
McKeithen says the cars finally came to rest in a parking lot near the corner of Grosbeck and Robert Street. The boyfriend took Strelski's two children, a 2- and 9-year-old, who were unharmed, and gave them to family for care. Two 19-year-olds from College Station were involved in a Friday night crash west of Bryan on Highway 21 at FM 50 east of the Brazos River. The driver of a pickup, Jacob Weiss, was killed. His passenger, Dustin Sherhart, was transported to St. Joseph's with a collapsed lung and head injuries.
In the initial part of the investigation, the vehicle driven by Weiss tilted right away to the truck tractor that was traveling east on 21.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the men in the pickup were wearing seatbelts. The driver of the semi, Justin Hughes of Magnolia, was not hurt. A College Station man is in jail for the third time this year after a burglary victim saw him rummaging through the back of his pickup truck on Crescent Point near the intersection with Fallbrook Loop. Patricia Logan with College Station Police says the victim actually reported seeing two men stealing from his truck Sunday night, but only 19-year-old Dalton Box of College Station was caught.
The owner of the vehicle detained one of the suspects, who later admitted to officers that he was in the process of committing a theft from the bed of the pickup. The second suspect involved was not located.
Logan says in an unrelated crime, two men robbed a College Station man at gunpoint Sunday night close to a parking lot between Parkway Circle and Crossing Place Apartments. No one was injured, but the two men escaped with the victim's possessions and cell phone. Descriptions are at WTAW.com. A state investigation that could result in the impeachment of a member of the University of Texas Board of Regents of a University of Texas system regent will cost taxpayers $300 an hour in outside legal fees. Prominent Houston attorney Rusty Hardin has been hired to lead an investigation called by the Texas House of Representatives, and the Austin American Statesman reports that the UT system is also expected to pay $525 an hour for private attorneys while a House committee takes a closer look into Regent Wallace Hall Jr. Hall's under scrutiny for burying the flagship UT Austin campus under open records requests. Some lawmakers believe Hall wants to oust University President Bill Powers, whose strong political support doesn't include Governor Rick Perry. It's just more than 2 weeks before the feds unveil the health care exchanges, and while the federal system's been tested and it's certified as secure, it's still not known whether it will work with the Texas system.
Texas will need to be able to connect to it so that people who go to the exchange and are found to be eligible for Medicaid, for example, we'd have that file transfer sent from the federal government to us.
Texas Health and Human Services Commissioner Kyle Janik. Friday or Saturday is the earliest the state will get to test the exchange's system. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 73 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Don't spend another football season waiting on a table somewhere and fighting the crowds to get there. This year, say goodbye to the game day traffic by saying hello to an outdoor kitchen from Line Home Products. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor setting for any game day occasion. They offer custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Whether you just want to relax outdoors with your family or entertain guests for this fall, Line Home Products has you covered. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 979-229-9951.
Well, maybe the hottest days of summer are over. We certainly hope so, but we still have some warm ones out there. No matter what, doing something about your utility bill is something you probably'd like to do. You may not have been happy with some of the numbers you saw in there. Folks at Intercon can help you with that. You know, it's just a phone call away for Intercon to come out and have a look at your windows to see which one of those might need to be repaired or replaced. And if you do need to get them replaced, they'll give you an estimate. But there's never any high pressure with Intercon. They just don't operate that way. If you decide that you want to do the work, and maybe you have to do the work in stages. And if you do, that's fine, because they can deal with that. They can help you along with that. They want to make sure that your home is as energy efficient as it can be. So they'll work with you to have that work done in stages if need be. And then, of course, they do solar screens as well, which is something that, well, instantly makes a difference, because it obviously blocks the sun that may be coming into your house. And also remember that if you're a BTU customer, there's some initiatives out there as well from BTU to help you pay for the improvements to your home that lower your utility bill. So it wins for everybody. Give them a call at Intercon and let them show you some ways that you can have a more energy-efficient home with windows and solar screens. 823-3639, it's Intercon.
Moisture continues to flow into the state, but it's off to our west for the time being. That's where the best chance of rain is, in the central and western part of the state. Partly sunny today, highs near 95. There's also a good chance in the southern part of the state today. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 75. Sun for tomorrow, 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Thursday, clouds mixed with sunshine, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm by then, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Basically for getting into the end zone, scoring, giving the Johnny Manziel kind of show me the money sign, and then I think it was the throat slashing gesture that kind of sealed it.
That was ESPN.com writer Alex Scarborough about why TJ Yarbrough said, "I'm sorry. I didn't mean it." So we'll go into that, as well as Johnny Football wins four weekly awards, and A&M volleyball player gets an SEC Defensive Player Award, and a whole lot more with sports. We'll do that for you in about 12 minutes or so.
Okay, we'll do sports in about 12 minutes or so. So the governor, that'd be Rick Perry from Paint Rock, Texas, on Monday directed the Texas Health and Human Services Commission to seek a federal waiver to reform Medicaid as the state sees fit. Mr. Perry maintained that the state would not expand the program under federal health care reform. Seemingly, the president and his administration are content to simply throw money at a problem and hope that any problems will resolve themselves, Mr. Perry wrote in a letter to the head of the agency. My response and the response of the Texas legislature has been crystal clear. Texas will not expand Medicaid under Obamacare. Kind of important, because there are more people on Medicaid in the state of Texas, more uninsured children in Texas than in any other state. So kind of the way we do things is we're the leaders once again, but of course we're Texas and we know that. And any time that he can find a way to try to bop the president on the nose, he likes to do that. So anyway, good on him for that. This This entire Navy Yard thing was very interesting.
Yeah.
With the way that it all came down, and it was a slowly evolving news story. I mean, they really clamped. I thought they clamped a lot of information down. I wasn't sitting there waiting for every piece of information to come out, but it was, and we understand this in the electronic media, sometimes it's very confusing to be able to get the information, and then when you have people, again, in the electronic media who are irresponsible, they decide to go with something before it's been verified. So we went anywhere from one shooter to three shooters. We went from one person dead to 23 dead, and then back to the more accurate numbers, and it was all very unusual. And the other thing is that the Pentagon has refused to release the names of the victims. And, in fact, the story we had this morning about a woman told local news that she'd been calling hospitals all day trying to find out what happened to her husband because she was unable to get in touch with him by phone. She finally got a hold of his supervisor last night, and it was the supervisor who told her that her husband had been killed. See, and that's just not right.
No, that's uncool.
It should not be done that way at all. So the government didn't really handle that all very well. We know now that the guy's name was Aaron Alexis. He's 34 years old and spent a good deal of time in Fort Worth. And the thing that's also interesting is that the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and CBS pretty much dug up some stuff about him, again, before the federal government let anything out. One man who claimed to be Alexis' former roommate said he couldn't imagine Alexis would ever do anything like that. He said he does have a gun, but I don't think he's that stupid. He didn't seem aggressive to me. Well,
there's a big backstory on that, too.
Yeah,
though.
A lot of anger problems.
The Wall Street, I just heard the Wall Street Journal talking about that he had befriended a guy who owned a Thai restaurant and would actually help out in the restaurant sometimes. But another time he was running around acting crazy in there, lifted up the front of his shirt and showed people he had a gun, and also had a little drinking problem, I believe.
Yes, that was one of the inferences.
So anyhow, it's a very odd, and Fox News reported this morning at 6 o'clock that he did have a legitimate credential, and that's how he was able to get in.
And it had just been re-verified.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's how he was able to get into the Navy Yard.
What I found was interesting, too, is like, you know, with these other mass shooters, people would say, oh, well, he was just kind of a weirdo and just did not. But they never say he was seething with rage. And that's what one of the police reports said from two other incidents that he was in before that involved shooting. One was in Texas. One was, I don't remember where, but just that they, to me, it was very interesting that they classified him, like anger was the big mm-hmm. focus of this particular shooting.
Well, you know, and again, Wall Street Journal this morning saying that, in fact, he would play video games hours on end to the point that he was, they would bring him food.
Wait, how old is he?
He's 34.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just double checking.
Yeah. That they would bring him food because he would apparently play, you know, just nonstop for hours on end. So, very unusual. And then, on top of that, of course, somebody decided that they thought it was a good idea to toss some firecrackers over the White House north fence line.
Mm.
I mean, really? Golly. It's never a smart idea. Certainly not yesterday.
No.
I don't know if the guy sustained some injuries, but I could certainly see that he might. Uniformed officers sealed off the area in front of the White House, ordered reporters who camp out on the driveway in front of the West Wing to actually move inside the building. So they did that. Now, and then on top of all that, if that's not enough, you have 13 people killed at the Navy Yard. You have this wing nut throwing firecrackers over the fence. Despite all that going on, the president decided to go ahead and have a campaign-style event yesterday, marking 5 years since the 2008 financial crash and the ongoing recovery and the Republican threats to possibly shut down the government. At the event held indoors at the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, the president said in part, "I want to make clear that even as we've dealt with the situation in Syria, we've continued to focus on my number one priority since I took office, making sure we recover from the number one economic crisis in our lifetime."
Well, so. Do you think maybe, I mean, I don't I haven't studied the president enough, but could he possibly be one of the people that just sort of, I wouldn't say is addicted to structure, but structure has to be a certain way, and, you know,
no,
a shooting and fireworks
were
not part of his plan for that day, and so he just sort of ignores whatever is not part of
Well, I'm what more concerned that 13 Americans were killed at the Navy Yard for him to decide to go ahead and have some sort of a campaign-style event.
Oh, and I'm not condoning it. Yeah. I'm just saying, why is the president acting this way?
Because the president doesn't care about anything, as Kevin said. Any chance for him to get in front of a camera so he can be adored by someone is far more important to him than anything that might be going on in the country.
Think about what happened with Benghazi. When all that went down, he was in Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean,
surely left for Vegas.
He understands that people are insulted by lacking to address
he doesn't
the
care.
Issues
doesn't
at
care.
Hand.
He does, his level of arrogance is such that he doesn't care. You know, he doesn't. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. He's the president. He's the leader of the free world. He's really above the office. He's bigger than the office.
They've joked a lot of the talking heads about the anointed one,
yeah.
Or, you know, when he was brought into office, it was the next coming, and I really feel like he leans towards that on a lot of occasions.
I mean, well, I guess there are a lot more things that can blind you than just arrogance. So I guess I'm just
sure that's
it's
true.
Made me curious if you've seen anything in his that would make him seem like a person who is sort of just I cannot release my plan. I have to go by just exactly what.
So
I've
he's
already...
So he's OCD yeah. And narcissistic.
Like, yeah. You don't know, because he obviously he planned ahead for this other speech about. The recession. Yeah,
oh,
that's something he planned ahead for.
But guess what? That could be delivered today just as easily.
That's what it was, though.
Yeah.
You know what happened?
Yeah.
He didn't have a writer, and he does everything on teleprompter, so they had to go with what was written.
November, Reed Arena. Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes.
Got it! The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is for the line.
It's affordable family entertainment. With season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 21st, it's fall brush control. Several brush species are best controlled in fall. We'll discuss products, timing, and methods this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Texas hasn't always been blessed with the most wonderful of soils. What can we do to improve our challenging soils? How can we help the plants that we love grow and flourish in spite of the poor native provisions that much of Texas has? Why do we need to talk about soil anyway, and especially in the fall after all most new plantings happen in the spring, don't they? Well, I'll be back with details. Soils are the foundation of great gardens right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. If there is ground you intend to plant into a flower bed or a vegetable garden or ground cover bed come next spring, this is the time to get the soil ready. Now, while existing vegetation is still growing actively, you'll be able to apply a total kill herbicide such as a glyphosate, and that way you'll get all the stem, all the leaf growth, and the roots. If you wait until late winter to try to eliminate weeds like Bermuda grass and Johnson grass, you'll have to hand dig them, but you can spray them now with the glyphosate, and they'll be goners. Fall preparation also allows the soil to freeze and thaw over the winter, and that process lets the soil blend together more perfectly. And it allows you time to rototill and retill month after month as long as you wish. You'll be able to send soil samples to the lab at Texas A&M for precise information on nutrients that you'll be needing to add. If you wait until spring, you'll be caught in the last-minute rush, and it'll be summer before you get to apply anything. That's the Texas A&M Soil Testing Laboratory. Your county extension office can give you the supplies and the information. If, as you remove existing plants from an old garden space, you notice that their roots are covered with swollen knots, you need to suspect root knot nematodes. They're microscopic worms that sting plants' roots, causing stunted growth, even death. Prime candidates, although there are many more, include okra, beans, tomatoes, boxwood, and ajuga. Again, Texas A&M can quantify the problem for you. Your county extension office will tell you how to send samples to the Plant Disease and Diagnostic Laboratory at Texas A&M for nematodes. It's too good to be true, Gardener. One group of products that can improve any type of soil, whether it's our heavy clay soils in Texas or deep sandy soils, as many of us have. Now, this is not an ad for some kind of a soil improvement product. It's just a statement that organic matter in its many different forms can do that for you. Organic matter loosens tight clay soils. It helps the soil hold moisture and nutrients. There are many forms of organic matter, including Canadian sphagnum peat moss, ground pine bark mulch, compost, rotted manure, and shredded tree leaves. And if it's a clay soil I'm working, I like to include 1 inch of expanded shale and then rototill down 8 to 12 inches. I'm Neil Sperry. Divide your plants now for more numbers. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel reeled in his fourth national honor of the day after being named Davey O'Brien's Quarterback of the Week Monday for his record-setting performance against top-ranked Alabama Clemson Tide last Saturday. That was on the heels of being named the National Offensive Player of the Week by the Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award, a Manning Award Star of the Week, and a weekly honor roll for the Paul Horning Award. In more great news for A&M, the Southeastern Conference named Texas A&M middle blocker Jasmine Barbers to the SEC Defensive Player of the Week in volleyball. It's the first such honor for the 6'2 redshirt freshman from Illinois. In Monday Night Football, Andy Dalton threw for 280 yards and a tie-breaking touchdown as the Cincinnati Bengals even their record at 1-1 by beating Pittsburgh 20-10. Here's Dalton postgame.
It's good to come out with a win. I think that's the that's obviously the ultimate goal. It's a fight out there. We're playing a a really good team. Pittsburgh's been a really good team for a long time, so good to come out with a win, and we've got a long season ahead of us.
Giovanni Bernard accounted for both Bengals' touchdowns, rushing for a 7-yard score in the first quarter before grabbing a 27-yard TD pass from Dalton in the third. Alabama tailback T.J. Yeldon apologized for actions that drew an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty in the A&M game. Here's ESPN.com's Alex Scarborough on what actually happened.
Basically for getting into the end zone, scoring, giving me Johnny Manziel, kind of show me the money sign, and then I think it was the throat-slashing gesture that kind of sealed the deal that the ref had to throw the flag after that.
Yeldon did not speak to the media on Monday, but issued a statement through media relations apologizing for, quote, my selfish actions. Yeldon went on to say that, quote, this is not the way I want to represent myself, my family, or our team. He said he would learn from it and, quote, use better judgment in the future. Zach Johnson closed in the PGA with a 6-under-65 to win the rain-delayed BMW Championship by 2 strokes over Nick Watney. Johnson now has the number 4 seed going into the Tour Championship, giving him a clear shot at the FedEx Cup and its $10 million prize. Here's Johnson on how hard it is to win in the PGA.
It's extremely difficult. I mean, I'm not so sure I fully grasp it. I mean, the depth and the parity we have on this tour in the world, in the sport, is second to none. I mean, it's just extremely difficult because everybody is playing at a high level, and there's so many incentives to work and get better.
Jim Furyk built a two-shot lead with the 10-foot birdie putt on 10, but he played the last eight holes two over and wound up with a 71 to finish alone in third.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out in the Rays' win.
Tampa Bay Rays took the lead for the first AL wildcard spot by beating the Rangers 6-2. Tampa Bay and Texas started play one half game ahead of Cleveland in the race for the two wildcard spots. The Stros lost again. That's number 99. They fell to Cincy 6-1. The Houston Texans used their comeback skills to beat the Tennessee Titans on Sunday, but the win was not without worries for the offense going forward. Getting Andre Johnson back will certainly help the Texans. Head coach Gary Kubiak said Johnson could be ready for next week.
You know, obviously, it'll be an end-of-the-week decision because he's got to go through the process. But, you know, I think after the game, talking to him and seeing where he's at today, you know, obviously he's doing really well. So I would expect the progress to go pretty quickly if it goes, you know, like it has the last 24 hours.
Houston failed to score in six drives after their first resulted in a touchdown. The team gained just 77 yards, and former A&M place kicker Randy Bullock missed two field goals. One of them, however, was at least 50-plus yards. Cowboys boss Jason Garrett isn't worried about losing to KC.
We understood the challenges going up there. It's hard to win games in the NFL, and you have to earn them. We didn't do what we needed to do. So we're not going to take some global view of this thing and say, you know, we're this, we're that. We're going to get focused on what we need to do to get better based on what happened in the game yesterday. And we'll be committed to that as coaches and as players, and we'll come back to work on Wednesday.
This all has a familiar feel from last year, but Cowboys defensive tackle Jason Hatcher isn't certain this is just like last year either. Dallas, following a big win over the Giants in the opener with a road loss, 2 weeks saw very familiar breakdowns for the Cowboys. Hatcher says the Cowboys are, quote, going to be a contender when this is all said and done. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
SOS Ministries invites you to their 12th annual banquet, He Wants Them All, October 1st from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
God, if just one comes out, one just like me comes out, I dedicate my life this day. And he whispered back in my ear, and he said, JJ, I don't just want one, I want them all.
SOS Ministries, celebrating 20 years, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media. Go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
I'm Julie, and I found my strength at Aggieland Fitness Dome. Group power is my favorite hour. The group environment, the music, and the awesome instructors make class so fun. I need group power, and I need Aggieland Fitness Dome.
At Aggieland Fitness Dome, you inspire change, and we inspire results. Raise your bar with group power. Try your first class for free. We're located on Highway 6. Just take the Barron Road exit, and we're the big round building. Or give us a call, 690-DOME. That's 690-3663. You can even check us out online at AggielandFitness.com.
The new BMW 5 Series comes with two distinct driving modes, comfort and sport. Comfort mode is a more relaxed driving experience. It's like listening to smooth jazz on the beach. Sport mode instantly feels more dynamic and aggressive. It's like listening to a screaming crowd while running with the bulls. The new BMW 5 Series with comfort and sport modes. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
I'm Penny Zant. Recently, I hadn't been feeling well. At first, I thought it was just indigestion, nothing serious, but I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I trusted my care to St. Joseph, and I'm so glad that I did. They treated me like family, not just a number in a bed. Now, I'm healthy and grateful to be back doing the things that I love and enjoying my grandkids, and I owe it all to the great people at St. Joseph.
St. Joseph, the region's leading health care system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown.